Coffee Mess. Celebrate your magic in the middle of life's messes. Hot, happy
mess.
I'm Zuri Hall, and this is Hot, Happy Mess.
Oh, shoot.
What is up, you guys? Welcome to a very special episode of Hot Happy Mess, a bonus episode, in fact. I'm your host, Zuri Hall, and I would normally say fearless leader, but I'm very afraid right now of what's going to happen because I've got the group chat girls in here, a couple of whom you have not met yet, and we're about to talk about the dumbest shit we have ever done while single. We've got Ashley, who you met. Hey, Ash.
Hey, what's up?
We've got Leah, who you've not met, a hot, happy mess virgin. Hi, Leah.
Yes,
how you doing?
That's me. Good. How are you?
I'm great. And we have, last but not least, you are familiar with her name if you've heard about all of my girl group escapades on the podcast thus far. I would say Kelly to my Beyonce. She would say Beyonce. You would say. You would say.
Wow.
You would say.
The
Veronica.
Hello, hello. Beyonce in the building.
Oh my God.
That's
God. I do not have time to start this to be with you. Oh my gosh. Okay, so Veronica's here too.
Shots fired.
Right. No, we're gonna have to dig into that in a different episode for sure, because the people want to know. They're starting to ask.
Yeah, that needs a whole episode by itself.
It really does.
I don't understand how you haven't done that episode yet.
We do. We need a come to Jesus moment for sure. Well, we'll dig into that. That overlaps with some of the dumbest single shit I've ever done, because there was a brief moment when I was in New York and recording with V, and I was maybe single for a little bit. Okay, but just icebreaker to dive right in. Everyone's going to have to swap stories, so get ready to just lay it all out there. No take backs. Just kidding. You can take it back if it's awful and you want me to remove it. Okay, who is your favorite single celebrity and why? Like, who just does single so well? My new one that I'm like, I got to give it to you, girl. She's not even single anymore, is Lori Harvey. When it comes to double standards, I feel like we get such a bad rap for how we handle our single years and us being out in the streets, and we can be with one dude, change our minds, go to the next, and it's, she's a hoe, she's a this, she's a whatever. Men do it left and right, nobody cares. She just bagged the most unbaggable of men. Shout out to Michael B. Jordan. And I'm not
Seriously.
Mad at it. I'm not mad at it. Who y'all got? Who's your she does single right celeb?
If it wasn't Lori, I would say Rihanna, who I think she might be in a relationship now too. But before him, I just feel like she's out in the street. Listen, I'm a Gemini, so being a free bird is like totally who I am. And if I'm never going to be single again because I'm married, but my single spaces could be very, very dangerous. And I feel like Rihanna just kind of lives a life and does her.
Yeah.
So I would say her and Lori kind of do it the best.
Right.
I am a huge fan of Naomi Campbell. I mean, she is like one of the strongest women on the planet. Who even knows if she's really single or not? She just like doesn't really tell her business. So it's like, right. we actually have no idea what's going on.
She's like secretly married to a duke or something, and we don't even know about it. And he just like lets her gallivant on his jet.
Would not put that past her at all, because she's that badass. Like, just this
no doubt
strong, amazing, independent woman, role model, badass entrepreneur. Like, shout out to Naomi for just being amazing for decades and decades and decades.
Veronica, single celeb who does it right.
Okay, so when I was like 20 something, what about like peak Miley when she was just doing her own thing? That was a moment, I feel like.
Wait, tongue and foam fingers Miley?
I mean, she was doing what she wanted to do.
That is true.
And I respect it. I respect it. She honestly owned it. She did what she wanted to do. She got it out of her system, hopefully. Hopefully. So hopefully we're now at a different
that
place.
That was her best
hopefully
album,
she was doing
though.
It. She did it.
It was.
I
that
agree.
Album was so good. Was that,
I didn't even like Miley before that. Again.
Zuri, do you remember my Halloween costume was Miley in the 23 video? We have pictures of it.
Do we?
You don't remember
this? I don't remember anything. I don't remember who was at Ashley's wedding. That shit was just like 2 weeks ago. I don't remember what Miley was doing. What was the Halloween event?
A club, you know.
There was we were at the club. Was I there?
A club.
I was there.
In New York.
Who was I? What did I dress up as?
I think you were like a cat or something. I don't know.
Don't play me. I was just a cat. Oh, I was. I was a cat. Were we at the 40-40 club?
I can't tell you.
Was it at the 40-40 club?
Maybe that was how it started. Then we ended up at like Riff Raff or something.
Somewhere else. That feels right. Because I remember being a cat at 40-40 once.
We have photos. So.
Okay. All right. Send those to me. Or maybe, yeah. I
don't know. Maybe don't.
Speaking of dumbest shingle shit.
Right. Oh, many a night in the clubs of New York City. That's how most of these stories will probably start for me and Veronica.
Right.
Okay, so who wants to go first? When it comes to being single, who has a single story that they want to share? A confession?
Mine's a little crazy.
Okay, Leah, shoot. What is the craziest single year shit you've done?
So the story is about to start out super cliche. So when I was like 18 or 19, girlfriend of mine, we went backpacking through Europe in a summer. Oh. We stayed in hostels and... you know, rode the trains and lived our best life. And we met a bunch of people on the road that, like, were in relationships and had boyfriends and girlfriends back home. So they were, you know, behaving themselves a little bit. But her and I were both very single, no rules, like, first time to, like, on a girls' trip in Europe, like, wiling out. So we linked up with these two guys from our hostel.
Wait, set the scene. What country are we
set in? Like, we're in Europe. Set the scene. You're right. You're right. Okay. We are in Barcelona, Spain.
Ooh, yes.
It is our second city on like our 12-city, 12-country tour. So we started in Madrid and then went to Barcelona. Yeah, we were in this massive hostel with like, God, thank God I will never go back there. Just bunk beds like everywhere and lockers and just.
Were you not afraid
like
of getting murdered?
Let me just tell the story.
Oh God, you're gonna get murdered.
I wasn't
murdered
afraid
almost.
Enough.
Okay, keep going.
I should have been more afraid. So we link up with these two guys who were also staying at the hostel. I think they were from Brazil. And we, you know, we hit the club, right? Bottles, just getting wasted, blackout drunk, dancing, having the best time. And I have no idea whose bright idea this was. Probably mine, because I'm clearly an idiot. We had this idea to go to the beach at like 4 o'clock in the morning in Barcelona. So all of us... strip down, butt naked, go skinny dipping, skinny dipping in the ocean. I don't even remember these guys' names, no idea. Skinny dipping in the ocean for like a minute, maybe two tops. All of a sudden.
But the vag is just like flying, like we're out. We're out.
Well, I mean, the guys are in the water, in the ocean.
Oh, okay. I'm just imagining you like
Everything is definitely wet. Couldn't be wetter. And all of a sudden, these two guys come and grab all of our stuff and take off. Okay, I'm talking clothes, wallets, purses, phones, everything. Run down. Oh my girlfriend, she like, I don't even know how fast she got to the sand, butt naked, like takes off after this guy, does not catch him. Some lovely Spanish man takes off his shirt and like gives it to her so that she's not naked running around the beach. Thankfully, one of the guys had like put his wallet in his shoe and that survived and like another two shirts. But it was like, you ladies, it was like the craziest walk of shame you have ever seen in your life. Like getting in a cab back to this hostel.
Like butt naked.
I had a shirt on. I had one of the guys' shirts on. They were in like, they're Brazilians, or in these like tiny underwear. Like it was insane. We walked back in the hostel so late or early, depending on how you look at it. And the front desk people were like, what is happening? Anyway, we were very safe after that. We still did some dumbass shit, but not quite that level.
Wait, so were these the dudes who you were skinny dipping with? Or it was some other random dudes swooped in, stole your shit, and peaced out.
Oh, yeah. These other random dudes on the beach.
Oh, I thought the skinny dippers were like, okay, I've got a plan. Bad. We're going to get them to the water. We're going to go butt naked. We're going to hop out of the ocean, take all their shit, and run. I was like, that is the most bizarre stick-up.
No, those guys were definitely trying to, like, you know, get some. They weren't about to rob us. Yeah. But, dudes robbed us and... mostly naked walk of shame back to the hostel. So, probably wouldn't have happened if I was in a relationship, but, you know, some of the best stories happen when you're young and single exactly. and crazy. So
agree.
I remember even that night being like, tell. Yeah, that night I was like, this is terrible, but one day this is going to be a great story to share on a podcast. Yeah. No, it was before podcast.
Exactly. Hot, happy mess. We're happy to have this makes me want to ask, we'll get back to like the dumbest single year shit. Well, this kind of qualifies. But since you said that was like the wildest walk of shame, I immediately am thinking of my worst walk of shame ever. And so now I'm definitely going to ask Ashley and Veronica theirs too, if they have one. Mine was, so I was a freshman at Ohio State, the Ohio State University. Thank you very much. Go Bucks. And I didn't really drink or party or anything in high school. Like I was such a little like goody two shoes, like never snuck out. I got to Ohio State and I'm starting to go out the first like few weeks and I'm just like, this is fucking awesome. And I can't believe there's so much access to alcohol. Like, what is this? Like, I didn't know it was that easy to just get. So I was just like, wow. But I was still behaving. Like I wasn't just like blackout drunk or anything, but like I was drinking, I was getting lit. And so one night, it was like the first few weeks. This isn't even a walk of shame. Like I didn't, I'll just tell the story. I didn't hook up with anyone, but I was out at a house party and Everclear. Do you guys know like the liquor?
Hell Everclear? Yeah. That's all I drank in college.
Oh God.
Ashley, you're a fucking G because this shit almost took my life, my entire life.
Poison.
So we go to this house party and these people are like, oh, you know, we got Everclear. Like it's about to go down. And I'm like, what is Everclear? And I'm still like getting drunk off my little wine coolers and little spritzers and stuff. And so they're like, let's do shots. And so I was like, okay, cool. Let's do shots. And so I took a shot of Everclear and then probably had like a couple more drinks. I weigh all of 112, maybe 13 pounds at this point. And it's not working. And I genuinely, truly was not at the point in my drinking game. This shows you just how naive I was, where I'm like, if I didn't feel it in 30, I was like, well, come on. Like, what are we doing? Like, let's go. I'm trying to party. I probably had within the course of like a couple of hours, two servings, maybe three of Everclear, which is a fucking lot. You guys, when
it's
I tell
gasoline,
you,
like that she put in the car,
jet fuel.
Octane. It was like 93 octane. It was like the premium. Like, fill me up. And I got so wasted once it finally hit because I was drinking too much. I wasn't allowing the alcohol to catch up to me. So I was on the dance floor. It just comes to me in flashes. I remember a stripper pole on a dance floor at a club in Columbus. We weren't at the strip club. It was like a nightclub. So you could just like dance and swing. And in COVID age, I'm like, ew, why would I ever touch a pole that anyone or thing ever touched? So I remember that. And then I don't remember like 30 minutes. And then I remember being in a taxi cab. I remember puking out of the window. And then I somehow got home and I was safe and sound. Everything was fine. But I crashed at my friend's dorm room on South Campus. And Ohio State is a really big campus. There's like 50, 60,000 people on the campus. So we have our own zip code. Like the campus is a zip code. I lived in the west area of campus. So it's like probably a 15, 20 minute walk. I don't know. So I was in my Charlotte Russe Freakum dress for like $25.
Charlotte Russe used to be the spot.
R.I.P.
It really did.
Right?
It was.
Are they still open? Remember hitting the club, like hitting Forever 21 the night before an icebreaker?
I think they are still open.
Maybe. Girl, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know either. I think it's a good thing that we don't know.
Exactly. So I still have my little Charlotte Russe Freakum dress on with like sequins, just mad extra and tacky and disgusting. And some kitten heels because God was still working on me. I was still evolving.
Through training.
In my
training.
Style. And the it wasn't even a wig. It was a sew-in. Just the worst of the worst. And it was, I don't, was it synthetic? Probably. I was working on a budget. And so I passed out drunk in my friend's bed, woke up the next day just as drunk, wasted at like 7 o'clock in the morning on game day at Ohio State University. I woke up drunk and drunk dialed everybody in my phone, my family. I was drunk dialing my family at 7 and 8 o'clock in the morning. I drunk dialed my grandma. Hi, Grandma.
Stop.
I was like, I just want to talk to you. I miss you. How are you? She was like, hey, baby, how you doing? But I don't think her mind even went there because whatever. So then after I drunk dialed everybody, I had to shift my little sew in and like comb down the tracks and then put my Freakum dress down over my ass, which it barely covered because freshman year of college, and then walk from South Campus to West Campus on game day while families with their moms and their dads and their kids are heading to the stadium to watch the game. It was the worst morning of my life, but
here we go. Oh my God. I can't believe you even remember that. I'm proud of you for remembering that, even though you didn't remember Halloween a few years ago in New York City.
I don't remember most. That I'll never forget.
Or my wedding last year.
No, I remember the wedding. I don't remember all the people who were there because I was either crying the whole time and trying not to ruin the photo. So I was like trying to get it together. Or I was like halfway to lit because the reception just didn't turn up. So how was that? Okay. Yeah. Who's got a walk of shame or a dumbest single year's shit moment? Ashley, go.
I don't know if I can hit mine.
No, Veronica, go. Because she's got assumptions. So, Veronica, you're next.
I'm trying to summon courage.
I just told you how I was skinny dipping in Spain and got robbed with strangers. I believe in you.
That's not that bad.
No? Oh, yeah, yours was like good, cute. Like,
yeah.
I feel like we might be
trying to figure out which way to go.
Don't judge us territory. Like, okay, don't
judge
us. That's the energy we need.
Okay, so you know my boyfriend I had when I met you during Novocaine days.
Wait, let's give him a code name. All right, so you're talking about Pretty Boy. Tell us about Pretty Boy V.
So I went haywire when we broke up. So I was just trying all sorts of things, you know. Experimenting. So, you know, I had this one friend who was like my best friend at the time. Very attractive young woman. We would do things like, you know, we'd hook up, but we specifically, like, if we were in a club together and we saw a guy that we like, we start hooking up in the club because obviously, how else are you going to get a guy's attention? It's like, the best way to do it, right?
Oh my God, this is so you. Continue.
But listen, it never failed us. So
I doubt that.
I can't imagine how. Like,
so yeah, we'd experiment with those kind of things and maybe, double team sometimes, not all the way, but just like making out three-way kisses, things like that. Okay. So that's one part. But then I was like trying new businesses as well. So can I? Oh God.
Say it. No, say it. Because I might wait. Okay. Say it.
Okay.
I started a
cuddle business.
Ooh, I've read about this.
Okay.
I love it.
I am an entrepreneur. I own my business right now. So
I can use some cuddling, Veronica, next time you're in Los Angeles.
I'm a professional cuddler. I have skills. But okay, so I did it like once or twice. Mm. But then I like got some of my friends in on it. You know, people needed extra money. So I was employing people with the cuddle business.
You had a cuddle
ring. And the people that you meet during
you're like the madam.
Precisely.
Queen cuddles.
So yeah, the people that you meet doing this business is insane. Like a lot of times it's not even cuddling. Like people just want to talk about their issues. You're like just sitting there talking about someone. You're making friends. Like I have a guy who is like a very good friend to me now. We, you know, during the pandemic, he was like, how are you? I know about his move to Mexico. Like he just really keeps me updated. I'm like, how's your mom? It's really nice. And he was one of the people that we just talked. But it was a cuddle business.
While he cuddled you? So, like, what is that even?
No. There was no cuddling. We were just sitting there, and I'm on the clock, and I was like a therapist.
Oh, I could do that. Let me see.
So there was no cuddling involved.
Well, that's great. But was that the only client?
Yeah.
Was that the only client that you didn't have to cuddle? Did you ever have to cuddle someone? Did you end up cuddling someone?
I only did it twice. So I did it with him, and then I did it with another guy who was, like, really weird.
But you cuddled him? Tell us what happened.
It's more like they cuddle me. I just kind of like lay there and
bitch, walk us through how the hell you ended up at this man's house. Wait, what happened?
That's the crazy part.
What?
Like, I don't know where I'm going. I get in the Uber. It was like a place in Queens.
And this is New York, no less. So, wow.
That's crazy.
Listen, yeah. I hitchhiked in Baltimore. I've done like a lot of.
You're crazy. So you drove.
Not the brightest things.
You were in Queens to get to him. And then what?
And the first time, I pull up, I just go ring the doorbell. I don't know, it was such a long time ago, but like he wasn't answering the doorbell and this old woman came out and she let me in and I was just like, oh fuck. Like this is not really the person I want to see me going in to do this. So I go in and then, he was like missing a finger. Not that that's a problem, but he was missing a finger he was like just very shy and quiet. And I think that like this was the only way that he thought that he could get intimacy.
Yeah.
So it was fine. I would like watch TV or I'd fall asleep, which is crazy. I was falling asleep at a stranger's house. I'd fall asleep or I'd watch TV. I'd watch a movie. He'd just sit there. And sometimes I think that like, I guess he was enjoying himself. I would never know because he didn't really talk much.
But wait, was he cuddling you this whole time?
He'd be like, can you stay an extra hour?
Wait, but were y'all just like watching a movie or was he like, okay, bring it in. It's go time. Like, when did the cuddling come in?
I just sat down. We'd be on a sofa and he'd just put his arms around me. It was like nothing intense at all.
Really?
But I do have someone that worked for me that said that the guy asked her to twist his nipples.
What? Well, now that's sexual.
Yeah, but
that's
that
like
was
a little.
Yeah.
How much does one get paid for a cuddling rate for a cuddling session?
Like the times that I did, it was like $150 an hour.
Oh, okay,
that's pretty good.
See, but when you're struggling, because honestly, I'm not even gonna lie,
I'm not judging.
You gotta make a way.
Because back in the day, like the girl group days, I was broke. And I'm not going to pretend like for 13 seconds, I wasn't like, okay, let me just hop on Craigslist and see if anybody wants to pay me to go to dinner with them. Like, I don't, I was just weighing my options. I didn't do it, but I thought about it. So I'm not knocking it.
But for me, it wasn't even the money. I wanted the experience. I was like going crazy and I was just like, I want to do whatever I want to do. And I was like, this sounds interesting. Like I have a psychology degree. I like meeting people and seeing like what makes them work, like what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of these people were super interesting.
Yeah.
But after second time, I was like, no, I got to employ people to do this. I can't do this. And just take my cut. Like it was just too much.
You were what was your cut?
The leader of the cut. Like a 10% commission?
Yeah, it was only 20%.
But that's a high commission. I wish you would take 20% of my cuddling fee.
She was like, well, I had to go to the club and make out with girls to get customers. So that's my cut.
I think 20%.
I feel like that's the start of a good movie. Maybe we should develop that screenplay. Like
The Cuddle Ring?
One night of cuddling. The Cuddle Ring.
Cuddle Ring?
Yeah.
That's so good.
Ashley, you're up next. Oh, dumbest Lord. Stuff.
I feel like mine's going to be the worst. Okay, so I have a lot of stories, but my senior year was just, it was rough. I played tennis in college. We were actually in the NCAA tournament. We got knocked out early. And so we were able to go to one of our homegirl, like one of our teammates. She had this big ass wedding. Mm-hmm. And she was super rich. She's from Myrtle Beach. So me and one of my teammates, we end up booking it down to Myrtle Beach last minute, end up making the wedding, 750 people at the wedding. The only plan is to like go have a good time, get fucked up, get back on the road the next day, come home. Right. Mm-hmm. So at the wedding, I'm sitting next to this guy. It's a bunch of Wake Forest people, which is where I went to college. And I'm sitting next to this guy. We'll call him a tall glass of milk, if you know what I mean.
Ooh,
so, so
I see where you're taking us. You know what I mean? Welcome.
You know what I mean? Thank you. So yeah, somehow we get to talking about Indiana and he's like, oh, I have a friend who is at like Little 500 right now. I'm going to call him and tell him I met this chick from Indiana. I'm like, bet, you know, so we're chopping it up. So we're walking out the wedding, of course, tons of people, it's bottlenecked. And he, y'all, throws me up against the wall and starts making out with me. Now, mind you, I had never talked to him before, but I knew who he was because everybody thought he was like fine as hell. He played on the baseball team. And honest to God, I can't even remember his name to this day. But it kind of came out of nowhere. So he like, this is not, it's like public. Like he starts making out with me and I'm like, oh shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't get
that
me started.
Cute. I think I kind of like
it. You know what I'm saying? I feel this. So my friend who I went to the wedding with, we drove her car and she was kicking it with some other dudes. So we end up, I found her keys. We took her keys, didn't even tell her we were leaving. And drove to the hotel, you know, and it was feeling like we were in the ocean a little bit.
Oh God. Okay, this is the part where Ashley pukes in a car, probably.
Okay. So anyway,
this bitch stays car sick.
She's No. I actually did not get car sick, y'all. Okay. Surprisingly, because I was still young enough to like be able to hold my
withstand
shit.
It,
so we get to the hotel. Of course, you know he wants to hook up, which we do start hooking up. Mm-hmm. But this is so bad, y'all. So it was that time of the month.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, you know, I'm not really about that shit. I felt uncomfortable. He was like, oh, it's good, boo. Like, you know, we're gonna take a shower. I think it'll be cool. I'm like, fuck it. You know what I mean?
Props to him, honestly. Great.
I'm like, whatever. So we, you know, get in the shower, we start, you know, hooking up. We actually did not have sex. But after we got the shower, y'all, he continued to do his thing.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like he went down there.
Did he?
He did, y'all.
I've done that too,
but it's very rare when you find a man that's like, especially when he like,
yeah, someone you just met
you. Yeah, I'm like,
yeah. It was kind of crazy. So anyways,
wait, Ash. What day of the flow are we talking about? Like, is it a light day? Is it a jumbo? Like,
It wasn't heavy. It was a lighter day, but it was still like, I was just, it was enough risk for me to be like, nah,
right.
Yeah. Like I'm not. And he was like, no, you're good. And I was like, I mean, you said I was good. So
be good.
Here it goes. Right. Yeah. So yeah, he was doing his thing in the shower and stuff. And then,
do you think he really had like some,
I'm sorry,
like, about it? Too?
What's
like,
this guy's name? Instagram, maybe?
Yo, I cannot
talk.
He actually ended up being an actor and a model.
Really? Like, do we know who he is?
Name. No, he's not like well known. Okay. I don't even know what happened to him. I remember somebody telling me he became an actor and a model. I mean, he was fine, y'all. He was tall, blonde hair, blue eyes, which is typically not my style. You know what I mean? But he was fine as hell. He's like 6'5". And then after that, we ended up taking a walk on the beach. Went back to the site of the wedding, picked up my friend, went back to the hotel, and I never saw or talked to him ever again.
Wow.
Really? Those are the best, like, one night stands or one night whatevers to me. Like, when it truly is like, oh, I remember that. We'll always have that night or that day. And then that's just it. Like, you know, like it ruins the story when it's like, and then we talked for like a few months and we were trying to figure out what we were doing.
I never talked to him again. I never got his number. And everyone on my team was like, you fucking serious? Like, he's so fine. I was like, I know.
Dang. Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. I don't know what my story would be, honestly. Not to get out of it. I can't think of anything. What?
Everybody gave up their story. Now it's time for you to spill.
So I did a year of yes. But for me, I can't say dumbest because I loved every
it was so dope, though.
Year and a half. Yeah. So basically, for those of you listening, when I was newly single, I was just about to turn 30, right? And I was coming out of a 5-year relationship. And it was the first time that I just got to be single, like as a grown woman, like an adult who actually knew what she wanted in her life and, you know, whatever. And so I did the year of yes, like because of Shonda Rhimes' book. That's literally what I ripped it from. And I was like, I'm going to say yes to stuff I would never say yes to. And when I tell you, it was like one of the best years of my life, if not the best year of my life. I had so much fun. We ended up in Ibiza for my 30th. Ashley was there. Veronica was there. Leo will be at the next one. my second 30th. And then me and Ashley ended up on a plane to Milan because we got flewed out.
We got flewed out, y'all.
By by a dude at that point I had never even met in real life.
Oh, shit. I called my boyfriend at the time. I was like, or my husband was my boyfriend at the time. I was like, babe, we about to get flewed out. I'll be a couple of days late coming home.
Oh, my God. Ashley is so, like, it's the Coco to my Chanel because it's like, she's so down for just like whatever. I was texting with this guy. It doesn't matter who. It was just who shall not be named. And we were like, oh, let's link, maybe, whatever. Just kind of like gauging it. And then randomly he was like, you should go to Italy. And I was like, okay, like maybe. And all of my friends were like, don't do it. This is a girls' trip. Mind you, it's the last day of the girls' trip. So everybody's taking their ass back to America like tomorrow. But they were like, it's our last 6 hours. Don't do it. Blah, 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 whatever. But everybody was already, like, one girl had already left. People were packing their bags. So they just were trying to not let me be great. Ashley was like, I'll go with you. Like, before we even knew who it was, what we were going to be doing, where we were going to be going, are we going to be safe? She was just like, down. And so then, long story short, it actually ended up being a real human, like not some like psycho catfish who was trying to murder us. And then Veronica was first in line. I want to go too.
Exactly. I was definitely not telling you not to go. I was like, girl, go get that trip. I definitely was. I was like, you deserve it. Go get the trip.
Okay, you might have been one of the yesers, but we had some naysayers in the group. So then me and Ashley ended up flying to Italy and just hoping that we survived that little getaway. And it ended up being like an amazing time. And
it did.
Like, yeah, it was awesome. But like none of that felt dumb to me. It felt like crazy shit. Like, let's see what happens. But I don't regret any of it. But I guess none of us have to regret any of the stuff we're talking about.
It's I don't regret my night.
I don't regret anything.
Yeah. I do not regret the cuddle ring.
Yes.
I
do not
regret the cuddle ring.
I think you need to reprise it. Okay, so everyone, well, Leah's technically single right now. Ashley's married. Veronica is in a committed relationship, cohabitation. So that's like the next level up. Yeah.
What does technically single mean? Wait, like, what? I am single. Technically, I'm like, technically?
I'm like, can I get an audible affirmation? Like, is that a yes or no? Okay. We'll just keep on moving. Keep on moving from that one. But assuming everyone was single, who would be at the top of your wish list?
I'll go first.
Oh, Veronica's already. Okay, go for it.
Okay, and I'm going to preface this. I completely, like, I don't subscribe to, like, this, like, past thing. So if my boyfriend was not available, if he could never, ever, ever be on Earth, this is who I would pick. Mm-hmm. Liam Hemsworth with Yohannes Bindima mixed together.
Oh, you just created a whole human for your own
business. Ideally.
Who is Johannes? That I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he dated Jordan Dunn and Kourtney Kardashian.
Oh, he is so
he's like the young one.
Yeah,
he's fine, that guy.
Yeah.
Yes, he's fine still too.
Yeah.
As hell.
Yeah.
Okay. Those would be my two. 1-2 punch. Okay. Leah, what about you?
Well, I am single, so if you are listening, I don't know if you all have watched Bridgerton yet, but Regé-Jean Page.
He is fine as hell.
Oh, my goodness.
The scene where he's licking the spoon, I'm just like, why is doing this to us?
The scenes. And that's, like, my problem, because, like, first half of the show, he's, like, kind of a dick. But I'm still like, who is
I that? Like too, because I don't think he was.
You can come tell me you don't want to marry me. Like, whatever.
Right. Yeah, that's a good one. What's his name again? I've never tried to pronounce it out. Jean?
Regé-Jean Page.
Regé-Jean Page.
Yeah, I had to do research. There we go. But I looked it up.
Well, that's a good one.
Gotta be prepared.
I heard he's dating his Bridgerton co-star, but
damn it.
Who knows? It's new. The show just came out.
So in the first inning. Yeah.
Okay, Ashley, who's at the top of your list?
I feel like I have a few.
Let's see.
I'm sorry. I feel like I should only have one.
Well, Veronica's making people, so quite you can literally. Make people.
So okay, I'm gonna name two. Okay. I think that I've always had a really big crush on both Kojo and Cujo. Gosh, yes. Like, I just know, even the older he gets that little salt and pepper, fine, y'all.
Yeah.
As fuck. Yeah. Also, Jason Momoa, what he looked like in Game of Thrones.
You specify.
So, Khal Drogo, specifically.
So, you need him in, like, a
tattooed
fur and just have his teeth around his neck. Okay.
Yes.
That's a good one. He's hot. Man.
He is.
Momoa
and a huge environmentalist.
I really like them.
So,
Andy,
well, I don't know about Khal Drogo, but Jason.
But the actual human. Who would I pick? I don't know. I haven't had a celebrity crush in so long. I used to be obsessed with Morris Chestnut, and then like got re-obsessed recently because I had a work interview with Vivica A. Fox, and she said he, to this day, is the best co-star kiss she's ever had in her entire life. Like, to the point they were like, cut! Vivica, cut! Get your tongue out of Morris's mouth! It's a wrap!
Okay, with his chocolate ass.
Exactly. So fine. Just, oh, all the dark chocolate. Oh, my God, yes. So, like, Morris, like, just withstands the test of time. For me, like, it's never wavered in, like, how just beautiful I think that man is. So I guess I could go with Morris if I'm going to go with the crush I probably had the longest. I don't know about anyone, like, recently. Liam Hemsworth is really cute. Mm. Jean, I just call him Jean. What's his first name again?
Reggae Jean?
Now it's Regina. Regina.
Him too. He's fine too. Yeah, he can definitely get it. I probably shouldn't say that because I have to interview him at some point. I don't mean that literally, sir.
He'll be like, I heard you said I could get it.
I mean that in the most figurative sense of the phrase. Okay.
I had a walk of shame.
Did you?
Sorry.
Do tell.
Yeah. So this is all also in college. And so in college, this is back when I guess I didn't mind all my business being out in the streets. Like, thank God social media wasn't that big.
I think about that all the time.
Like, it was, yeah, like Facebook started my sophomore year. So, like, thank God it just wasn't big because I was hella reckless. But my license plate, you know, being in North Carolina, I was one of the only people on campus that had an Indiana license plate. My license plate was personalized and said, A-Ray. So, like, everybody knew that was me, you know, wherever my car was. So there is a well-known person that went to my school, and I had a friend that was hooking up with him, and his friend wanted to, like, hook up with me. And so, you know, we go back to the room. Now, this is so trash of me, but I was trash as fuck and just going through some shit back in those days. I knew he had a girlfriend and did not give a fuck because I was going through my own shit. Mm. So we ended up, is that judgmental?
No, I've been there.
It was like an affirmation. Yeah. Like,
you're,
yeah,
like, sorry. I'm playing.
You ain't so wouldn't do it again, but I've been there.
Ain't been shit, ain't yeah, gonna like, be today, shit. Mm.
Right. Right, exactly. Today, you guys, I'm a new woman.
She's a changed woman.
But yeah, so he had a girl and she was actually really cool, but we were not friends. Like, I wasn't that damn grimy. So anyways, because I knew he had a girlfriend, I refused to hook up with him. However, we did make out, spent the night together. And the next day, this is so bad because I never meant to spend the night together. I had to drop him off at the field where his team was doing sprints. And I was just, like, mortified. And I had to take him because, like, he was, like, running late. It just, the night got carried away. And so everybody knew that, like, if I'm dropping him off at, like, 7 a.m, like, obviously we spent the night together. And so I was just mortified because, like, he was that person that was out here for everybody. Like, I was not the only person he was cheating on his girlfriend with. And I just hated to be in that group. Like, I really prided myself, you know, with, like, not being the girl that, like, hooks up with a guy that hooks up with everyone. So the crazy part of the story is one of my friends who was actually being trash as well, I guess this is my karma, she told his girlfriend that I hooked up with him, not knowing the extent of, like, the story. Really, we just kissed. And so she set me up and called me, had the girls call me and had me on speakerphone. Actually, she called me with a girl, had me on speakerphone and was like, hey,
like, so mean did girls. You hook up with?
Yeah, it was like just some mean girl shit. She was like, were you with? We'll call him John. Were you with John the other night? I'm like, yeah, we were all together just kicking it. Now, this is one of my, like, really good homegirls at the time. I'm like, yeah, we were kicking it. She goes, did you guys like hooked up, right? And I was like, no, we didn't. I mean, like, we kissed, but that was it. So y'all, she had me on speakerphone. The girlfriend heard. The girlfriend tried to fight. Like, it was like a whole issue.
Oh, you were about to, like, square
it
up.
It came back around to me. Yeah, like, obviously she's, like, super pissed at me. It became a huge thing. I had to go off on my friend. I cut her off, and that was that. So,
dang. Out here messing with.
And then everybody knew. Yeah. Oh, everybody felt like I was grimy. Yeah.
So it looked like you were like a homewrecker, even though he just also wasn't shit, generally speaking.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm like, girl, you'll boo out here with everybody. Like, I'm the least of your concerns.
Right. Right. Trust me. Dang. No, that's a good one.
Honestly, though, of all the like dumb shit that we've all done in our lives, like it's really how we learn our lessons, you know? Like it just, it is what it is. I feel like there's a lot of people out there that like haven't done some of the crazy shit that we've done. And honestly, I feel bad for them. I'm like, I had a great ass time.
I wouldn't take any of it back. Yeah, like, I think we need to all be experiencing different things, different people, to be honest with you. I mean, that's kind of how you learn. Now being married, I'm like so glad I had that time to like explore myself, explore different people. Like, I'm very open about that with my husband.
Yeah. No, I think that's good. It is so true. Cause it's like, I'm so glad, especially that I had that like single time pushing 30 where like there was a brief moment where I was like, oh my God, what the fuck am I doing with my life? Like, am I just about to be single forever? Like whatever. But I look back so fondly on all of those experiences and memories, and I feel like you just store them up in a bank. So once I'm like 55 and I've been looking at the same motherfucker for like 80,000 years and he's getting on my nerves and I'm getting on his nerves and our kids are getting on my nerves, I could just go to my happy place where I was like making out with some random dude in the club or getting flued out to wherever.
Getting flued out.
Right. So you gotta like store up the banks for a rainy day. The memories will get you through.
I'm trying to get flued out. I think somebody maybe tried to like 2 weeks ago, but like it's COVID. So like I said no before I could ask any questions.
I was a big advocate for always saying no. Like I never want anybody to fly me anywhere. I was like, I'll get my own ticket. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I didn't even know. Like we didn't even get that far. Like he was like, you want to come to Mexico with me in like 2 days? And I was like,
girl, just go. Yes. Here's the thing, Leah. Here's the thing.
It was a group trip. There was no way anybody was safe on this trip. Like, talk to me in a few months.
Okay, that might be different. That makes more sense.
But I was excited for, like, to somebody to be like, hey, you want to come to Mexico? And I was like, ooh, is somebody, like, offering to maybe, like, fly me somewhere? That's pretty exciting. Still got it. Still got it in my 30s. Still got it.
Right.
I feel like Veronica is like, girl, you deserve this shit. I'm Veronica.
Veronica is the queen of walking into a room, a building, a front yard, a park, literally anywhere, a car. She don't got nobody in that bitch. And she's gonna be like, so where's my throne? And I'm gonna be like, who is this girl? And it's just like, there's such a, and I'm just like, I always say this to people, and it's like, you to know her is to love her, because it's like, the one thing I have to give to you is like, you are who you are, and like, you can't knock someone for being like, I deserve this. Like, if someone doesn't want to agree or get in line with it, that's their business, and then they're just not in line with what you believe about yourself and what you deserve. But like,
I love that about Veronica.
It's not going to change my mind.
Right. She's like, that's your problem.
Know her, you really like, you could appreciate it so much more.
Can I add, as the married person on this, I just want to encourage women to like, please explore. I mean, I feel like now that I'm married, I can appreciate my relationship and husband so much more, because first of all, for me, there ain't shit out there. You know, there's not shit out there for me. But, you know, I also know for sure, like, this is who I want to be with. And, like, I don't mind saying I can spend the rest of my life with this person. Which I'm a curious person by nature. So I feel like if I did not have that time, I would be super curious. And that would affect my relationship.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. I mean, I love being single. I love not having to like check in with anyone to do stuff. Like I'm very independent. Like later in the year, I'm probably going to have to move to New York for like 2 months. And there's like nobody I have to like talk to about that. But like hearing that from you, Ashley, is pretty awesome. Cause it's like, okay, yeah, if I find like my one person that like I can't live without, and that makes me feel like there's nothing else out there for me and makes me willing to kind of compromise on a bunch of things, like that sounds great. That gives me hope and sparks joy.
Yay.
And that's the thing, like I love that you said that, Ashley, because it's like you have the same way you kind of have faith in yourself in anything, like in your career, like perseverance, hope, right? Like I trust that when the time is right, I'll get this breakthrough in any aspect of my life. It's the same with a relationship. All you need is one, unless you're picking an alternative lifestyle, and then I don't know how many people you need, live your life. But if all you're looking for is one person, you only need to find that one person one time. So in the meantime,
right,
maximizing on the single years, like when I came out at 30 and what came out of being in a relationship at 30, at first I was like, oh my God, what is happening? And then I was so grateful for it because I realized there was so much that I didn't do. There were so many people that I didn't talk to, so many people I swerved because I was like, I had been conditioned to take pride in like, nope, I said no to that. I didn't need to go there. I need to date him. I didn't want to get on that flight, girl. No, I'm not about to get dinner with him. And there was like, it was almost a badge of honor, all the things I said no to, because society had conditioned me to like save myself in every sense of the word or phrase for like the one. It was a badge of honor I'd never been kissed. It was a badge of honor I'd never had sex. It was a badge of honor I hadn't dated him and him and him and him. And then I'm like, I'm not trying to go into my grave with this badge of honor. I'm trying to go into my grave having explored all of my options, turned over every stone. And you can only do that when you're single, because once that one comes on the scene, it's not just about you. It's about compromise and building a life together. So I'm like, live your life while, not while you got it, like you die once you get in a relationship. But y'all know what I mean.
Wow. Every single woman needs to be on her Lori Harvey shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks.
Yuri, I'm proud of you, because that badge of honor, to me, it's like a, sounds like a patriarchal construct.
Oh, no doubt.
Crap. So I'm proud of you for smashing the shit out of that.
Breaking free of it. Yeah. I was absolutely a victim of the patriarchy in that sense. And I mean it quite literally. Like, I had been conditioned to mold myself into the prize, quote unquote, that a man would find desirable. But what did I want? And did I even want that man? Did I even want the dude who was so impressed by all that bullshit? And in the end, no, I didn't. And I'm happier for it. Like, when you're single, that is the point of singleness. When you're dating, that is the point. Like, I would get so frustrated, not just with Lori, but Taylor Swift. It really, I don't know why I feel so protective of her in this space. Like, I don't know this woman. I don't really care what she does with her life. Like, I just hope she's well and happy. But, like, she got so much flack for all of these relationships. She's with a new guy this year. They broke up. That's the fucking point. That's what dating is. Point. You get in a relationship, you test it out, and then when it doesn't work, you agree to go your separate ways and you try again. Nobody is tripping on DiCaprio for living his best life into his pushing 50 soon, nor should they. But then we get this rap, like, if the first dude that we decided to try commitment with, like, if it didn't work, something's broke with us. Like, we need to fix something. Right. Something is the issue. What's wrong? Why can't you lock down a man? Why can't you keep a man? Maybe I didn't want that man anymore. Which, don't really start it, because now I'm about to go on a rant.
Yeah, that's why I mean, we just need to take, it's our power. Like, it's our choice, you know? And I even hate when people are like, well, just make sure you do it responsibly. Like, I know what the fuck to do.
Like, also, don't tell me what to do.
I'm going to do what I do, you know?
Do what you do. All right, guys. Well, this was fun. Thank you for revealing all some. I know y'all got some other stories, because I know some of the stories, but I got some of them too. So I'm going to just be quiet before y'all start trying to call me out too. Yay! We'll have to do a part two something soon, another bonus episode with the group chat. But this was fun. If you guys want to keep up with the girls, you can. Leah, where can everyone go to keep up with you?
You can find me on Instagram at __ Leah Elizabeth __. I should probably change that. Somebody took Leah Elizabeth Fruchinski, so if you want to sell me your IG, holler.
Veronica?
And I am at Veronica with a K _Payne. And also on
Payne
Twitter.
Payne with a Y.
PAYNE. Yeah. And Twitter at VPayne88. I love Twitter.
Oh, remember when you were like playing in the whole VPayne thing because T-Pain was hot back in the day?
That is awesome.
Is that what I was doing? I think I had it first, but okay.
Zuri has like the best selective memory.
I do. The shit I remember.
Zuri just trying to throw shade. She just trying to throw shade.
It's just funny for me.
Okay. To you.
Okay, Ashley, where can people keep up with you?
Okay, so you guys can find me on Instagram at Ashley Ray, @AshleyRaye _.
Boom. Thank you, ladies. Love you much. We'll see you on the next
one.
Love
you.
Love you.
Thanks, ladies.
All right, guys, that's it for this episode, this bonus episode of Hot Happy Mess. Make sure you're subscribed if you're not already. You can follow the girls where they just drop the lines, where you can follow the girls. And if you want to be a real one, do us a favor, leave a 5-star review with just a couple quick lines about what you love about the podcast. We will see you next week. Bye.